reports of select committees.
Congresswoman Pratt.
Thank you. Good afternoon, everyone. Rules, Ethics, and Engrossment just met, and we are reporting ONC 1978, an act to amend the Independent Press Act to establish alternate board members, to make the editor a hired employee position instead of an appointed position, to establish a shield law, and to establish an alternate effective date. Congresswoman Stabler is the sponsor. The final committee action is do pass as properly engrossed with 3 yes votes from Pratt, Lemon, and Stabler. Thank you.
Thank you.
Congressman Potts.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I'd also like to report out ONC 1996, an act to authorize and appropriate $4,933 for judicial branch merit payments and $7,824 to the legislative branch for merit payments in accordance with the Workforce Pay for Performance Act and to establish an alternate effective date. Final committee action is due pass. 5 yes votes from Potts, Walker, Big Horse, Stabler, and Whitehorn.
Thank you, sir. ONCA 1996 will advance to general order. 78 is on third reading for today. We'll start with ONCA 1972, an act to authorize and appropriate the sum of $300,000 to the Restricted Real Property Repurchase Fund to establish an alternate effective date. Sponsor is Congressman Potts. Congressman Potts, how would you like to proceed?
I'll close.
Are there any other members that wish to speak for or against this bill? Congressman Potts.
Waive my time.
Question is, shall ONCA 1972 pass?
Congresswoman Goodfox.
Yes.
Congresswoman Lemon.
Yes.
Congressman Maker.
Yes.
Congressman Mason.
Yes.
Congressman Potts?
Yes.
Congresswoman Pratt?
Yes.
Congresswoman Stabler?
Yes.
Congressman Walker?
Yes.
Congresswoman Whitehorn?
Yes.
Congressman Big Horse?
Yes.
Speaker Tillman?
Yes. The bill passes. ONCA 1972, there is an alternate effective date. All those in favor of the alternate effective date signify by saying yes.
Yes.
Opposed, say no. Alternate effective date passes. ONCA 1972 will advance to enrollment. Next is ONCA 1978, an act to amend the Independent Press Act to establish alternate board members, to make the editor a hired employee position instead of an appointed position, to establish a shield law, and to establish an alternate effective date. Sponsor is Congresswoman Stabler. Congresswoman Stabler, how would you like to proceed?
I'll close.
Are there any other members that wish to speak for or against this bill at this time? Congresswoman Whitehorn.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker, members of Congress. I said in a couple of the committee meetings when they were considering this bill, and I have read through the act, and there are some things that I can support in this act. The title of the act is the Independent Press Act, which I 100% agree with. And I agree that our press should have protections. Our Constitution allows for those protections in Article 4, Declaration of Rights, Section 3A. It says it says that we shall not, in protecting our rights, the nation, make or enforce any law prohibiting the free exercise of religion or abridging the freedom of speech or the press or the right of the people peaceably to assemble and petition for redress of grievances. And constitutional language I definitely agree with. I think that This Congress in the past, before I got here, agreed with that too. That's why we have the Independent Free Press Act. This amendment, it's listed in the title, it establishes alternate board members, and I can understand that because sometimes it gets tight when they have board members that have to recuse, and I support that. To make editorial higher position, employee position instead of appointed, and to establish a shield law, all of which I can agree with. But what is not included in the title of this bill is, to me, one of the most substantial changes we've made to any enacting legislation such as an Independent Free Press Act. And what's left out of this change is remarkable, it's a new funding section that says that the Osage Congress shall fund the press. And I understand the reasons given, which are good reasons. But as far as I know, in my work and experience with our Osage law, I don't believe that we have any entity that is guaranteed that they shall be funded in their enacting legislation. And to me, that's one of the biggest changes and shifts in Osage law that I have ever seen. The Act actually says in Section 12109, funding, which is a new section inserted in its entirety, it's not recognized in the title at all. It says the Osage Nation Congress shall fund the Osage Nation Press, the Osage News, to sustain both print and digital operations, including the mail out and design of a monthly publication to the Osage citizenry. The Osage Nation Congress shall fund an editor and a staff to produce digital content and print publication of the Osage News for the Osage citizenry. The Osage News staff budget will be turned into both the executive branch and the Osage Nation Congress, which is the practice we currently follow. They do turn that in. I believe that every year I've been on Congress, we have funded the press, and I have never seen a Congress member that wanted to not consider their budget that they've turned in. Every entity that we fund has to be a part of a branch of government. The Osage Press falls under the executive branch of government, and our Constitution also protects them with language in Article 6, Section 24. It says the Osage Nation Congress shall enact by law an annual expenditure of funds which shall include an appropriation of operating funds for each branch of the government for each year. The Osage News is included in the executive branch, and they operate, and we fund them every year. Like I said, there are things that I agree with and do support in this legislation. But the new precedent of putting the shall be funded and actually the list of what we shall fund is an entirely new precedent set in Osage law that I can't support. We just visited the Osage Press's budget today. It was passed out of committee. With funding, we made amendments to change their board compensation in an upward motion because now they're considered a governance board. I just wanted to explain my vote, why I will be voting no on this amendment. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Congresswoman. Any other members wish to speak for or against this bill? Seeing none. Congresswoman Staver.
Thank you. I appreciate Congresswoman Whitehorn's words and her explanation that this is part of our rights in our Constitution for a press. I was here when the first bill went out, part of the first administration with the Congress, and over the years, I left that part of the world, and so now that I've come back to it, some of the things that drove me in this, going down my list, is about changing this to a governance board. I think this is an agency that should be separated. I know that it's a tribal newspaper and it can't exist without funding, but I think more so for us to not make that board an oversight board and not have them be responsible for the newspaper. Rather than an advisory board, they are now a governance board. And I thought that was an important move to make, something that I was really counting on. The other things that went in through there, and that also changed for the position of the editor so that she reports to the board. I think the shield law was something that they asked to be added, and I took a lot of long thought about that, and I know there were some people that said, oh, you don't need that. When would we ever need that? We're also starting to advance in our laws. There's going to be more, we've got more opportunity at cases that the state doesn't turn, then they can come back to us. And so I think there's a chance that we can get into some felony convictions and some laws there. And so there's a protection there. We've also had some examples, come forward to us. And whether how important they were or how high on the market, I think the shield law was an important piece to put in there for those what ifs. I'm not a what if person, but for those what ifs to come up. The alternate board members, I think we've talked about that before. And the alternate board members, because of recusal of the board at different times, and it gives them some place to go to continue to do their job. But most importantly, and I had to think about this for a long time, I have heard comments, especially since back being on this Congress. If something were to happen, well, of course, the newspaper would be the first to go. Well, why? That's a communication to our members. That's some of our people's only way of understanding and knowing what goes on here. We have a right to keep that going for them. So that was important to me. I also have also heard the comments about just personal attacks, one way or the other, however you want to look at them. There's been derogatory comments, and I'm not saying I'm standing up for every word that went in that newspaper, but I'm just saying if we're going to have a newspaper, it should be an established component. There was at one time when I was the communications officer that, I looked around and I said, the only benefit you get at this nation is your newspaper that everybody has an equal right to is the newspaper. That was before the burial assistance fund. That was before emergency or crisis money. It was before anything. They got a newspaper. And when they didn't get their newspaper, we heard about it. I mean, it was important to a lot of people. And I think that's the only way that we're going to be able to get our children to become involved. We're going to a digital system. That's great. That's great. But I felt like this bill and those words made a security for this. And so that's why I chose to leave it in there. I hope you can share my wishes and thoughts that we continue with this. I know that no bill is secure forever, and no bill will. This one's taken so many changes in the last 12 years. I'm not saying, oh, fix it later. No, I think it's okay until somebody doesn't think it's okay. So, asking for your support today. Thank you.
Thank you, Congresswoman. Question is, shall Bill number ONCA 1978 pass?
Congresswoman Lemon.
Yes.
Congressman Maker.
Yes.
Congressman Mason.
Yes.
Congressman Potts.
Yes.
Congresswoman Pratt.
Yes.
Congresswoman Stabler.
Yes.
Congressman Walker.
Yes.
Congresswoman Whitehorn.
No.
Congressman Big Horse.
Yes.
Congresswoman Goodfox.
Yes.
Speaker Tillman.
Yes. The bill passes. There's also an alternate effective date. All those in favor of the alternate effective date signify by saying yes.
Yes.
Any opposed, say no. The alternate effective date passes. Bill number ONCA 1978 will advance to enrollment. Next, we are on ONCA 1979, an act to amend the Criminal Procedure Code to update the jury selection process and to establish an alternate effective date. The sponsor is Congresswoman Stabler. Congresswoman, how would you like to proceed?
I'll close.
Are there any other members that wish to speak for or against this bill at this time? Congresswoman Stabler.
Just take a brief time. This has been a hardworking bill through this entire process, and I appreciate all the time and all the patience and all the continued forgiveness that the committee has given me to get this bill to this point. This is an actual historic bill for us. So it gives us the ability to establish our jury, which means we can get our court active to be able to take those cases on. The most important reason for me, and this was my personal reason for wanting to take this on at this time, of course, is over domestic violence and the VAWA Act. And this bill is coming just in time because there's an actual case coming up in November, and I don't know if it's a VAWA case, but it is a felony case. And so I'm excited that we're going to have something in place for them to proceed and go forward with it. There's going to be a lot of changes in our court coming up. There's going to be a lot of changes in their processes, but also a lot of code changes that I'll be bringing forward later on. And so this is a first step. This is something that gets this underway and done so that we can move on. The government has given us the ability to now go from 1 year to 3 year sentencing. And I think that's a huge step forward in our independence and our sovereignty. So I wanted to get us ramped up and ready to move forward. So I appreciate your support in getting this bill out. Thank you.
Thank you, Congresswoman. Question is, shall ONCA 1979 pass?
Congressman Maker.
Yes.
Congressman Mason.
Yes.
Congressman Potts.
Yes.
Congresswoman Pratt.
Yes.
Congresswoman Stabler.
Yes.
Congressman Walker.
Yes.
Congresswoman Whitehorn.
Yes.
Congressman Big Horse.
Yes.
Congresswoman Goodfox.
Yes.
Congresswoman Lemon.
Yes.
Speaker Tillman.
Yes. The bill passes. There is an alternate effective date. All those in favor of the alternate effective date signify by saying yes.
Yes.
Any opposed, say no. The alternate effective date passes. Bill number ONCA 1979 will advance to enrollment. Next, we are on motions and notices. Are there any motions or notices at this time? Congresswoman Goodfox.
Confirm Nikki Lorenzo to the Osage Home Health Board for a term of 3 years.
Second.
Okay. Motion and a second. Any discussion? Congresswoman Whitehorn.
I've had the privilege of knowing Nikki since I've been up here at the Nation, and she's worked in the capacity on this board for the past, I believe she said, 9 years. I believe she's very dedicated to the Home Health Board, and I appreciate her service for trying to advance a company that takes care of our people. Personally, we've used the Osage Home Health when we've had need to, and we've been really pleased with their service. So I'm glad to have her retained on the board, and I hope that you guys support her confirmation.
Thank you. Any other members? There is a motion on the floor. All those in favor? Roll call. My fault.
Congressman Mason.
Yes.
Congressman Potts.
Yes.
Congresswoman Pratt.
Yes.
Congresswoman Stabler.
Yes.
Congressman Walker.
Yes.
Congresswoman Whitehorn.
Yes.
Congressman Big Horse.
Yes.
Congresswoman Goodfox.
Yes.
Congresswoman Lemon.
Yes.
Congressman Maker.
Yes.
Speaker Tillman.
Yes. Nick Lorenzo's confirmation to the Health Authority Board passes. Any other motions and notices at this time? Congresswoman Pratt.
Okay, I know we're getting ready to talk about what time we're going to adjourn until, so I just want to notice I'm going to set a rules meeting. Oh, wait, what time did I set it for? I set it for 11 to 12 on Monday. That was a notice.
Rules and ethics from 11 to 12 on Monday.
Yes, thank you.
Thank you, ma'am. Congresswoman Whitehorn.
It's been a very full day, Speaker, but I'd like to ask Chairwoman Pratt, did you guys report out a proposed rule from committee that I missed?
No.
Did you guys?
We adopted one, but we have not reported out. We were going to wait and report it all together so that it appears all together, could be proposed together.
I understand. Okay, thank you for that clarification.
So we just haven't reported it. In the event nothing comes out, then I will report it on Monday.
Can I make a notice? I got to visit with the Rules and Ethics Committee, and I'm just putting notice that I'm probably going to make a motion to amend. So it's going to be two rules that you amend, and it's not going to be able to be separated amendments. Mm-hmm. I'm going to send you guys some information about a proposed rule that I visited with the committee with, so you can review it over the weekend, because I'm going to make a motion Monday and motions and notices to vote on that rule.
Congresswoman Pratt.
Okay. So I would also notice the Congress to check your email. I'm sure you've already seen it, but just please review it. The proposed rules amendments over the weekend. I know that often rules are very difficult to get passed. So please review them. There's been at least two. And if you come up with anything over the weekend that you would like to submit to the committee for us to consider to adopt, we will still do that as well. But there has been two from Congresswoman Lemon and Congresswoman Whitehorn thus far. So the emails would have come from either them or the clerk. So, thank you.
Thank you, Congresswoman Lemon.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Also, if may I ask Congresswoman Pratt a question concerning that, the rules, because I believe, may I?
Continue.
Thank you. Paula brought one to the table too for Congresswoman Edwards. Has that gone out? I haven't seen it in the email or anything.
Congresswoman Pratt.
I'm sorry, we're having to do this right now, but it pertains to everyone and we really do need to. So I would ask that Congresswoman Stabler send that out via email to everyone. And again, if you come up with anything that you would like for us to consider on Monday, then please shoot those out over the weekend as well, so that everyone can kind of have. Because in the event we adjourn on Monday, we would have to take care of all of this on Monday. And some of them have a bigger effect than others. Some are very simplistic, and we would like for them to happen. So,
thank you, Congressman Mason.
Thank you, sir. I'd like to ask you as a speaker, have you got any indication you could share with us as the members regards to next week being Monday and are going any extra days? Do you anticipate any of those things occurring for us as a body? Some of us are making some plans in our agendas and next week. And to my knowledge, I think Monday is the end of September. October 1 is Tuesday, mm-hmm. which is FY 2020. Mm-hmm. So just if you have an indication
sir.
You could share with us, nothing written in stone, but if you have anything you'd like to share with us as the members.
Yes, sir. Thank you. I would just like to say that Monday is the last day of our scheduled session, but you know that we can also extend for three additional days if need to. And I would just like to comment and caution the Congress and the committees that are left, particularly the Appropriations Committee, to to do your work, do your due diligence, take your time. When we get in a rush, mistakes happen, and we don't want to make mistakes. And if we need to extend to that an additional day or additional 2 days, I don't think we'll know for sure until we get to Monday, but I just want to caution you to take your time and do your work. And if that means we have to go an additional 3 days, and so be it, we'll be here. So Congressman Potts, you just kind of let me know Monday after your meetings. I believe you haven't noticed it yet, but there is a meeting on Monday for appropriations from, if you could, please, sir.
Mr. Speaker, the Appropriations Committee meeting will meet from 9 to 10:45 on Monday. We do have one last piece of legislation to consider. I believe we're at a point where everything can be reviewed this weekend. My intention is to be done with our agenda on Monday in appropriations.
And having said that, we would be done Monday. If he's confident that we can get that through, Congresswoman Pratt.
Yeah, that's a little bit of discussion that we had. The appropriations 9 to 10:45. That's why I noticed mine for 11 to 12. With the thoughts of possibly coming in for session 1 o'clock or something like that.
Okay. Congresswoman Goodfox.
Motion to adjourn until 1 o'clock on Monday.
Second.
Motion and a second. Discussion. All those in favor of the motion signify by saying yes.
Yes. Yes.
We adjourn till 1 o'clock Monday.
You're going to see Jessica tonight.
All those in flavor.